Hey beautiful people. Welcome back to Surviving and Thriving in Depression, your daily dose of real talk about navigating life with a little extra, well, everything. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, here to spill the tea on mental wellness, one episode at a time. And today? We're diving deep into something that might feel like an oxymoron, setting boundaries with technology for better mental health. Ever feel like your phone is glued to your hand, even when you know it's not serving you? You scroll through endless feeds comparing yourself, and before you know it, hours have melted away. Sound familiar? Trust me, I get it. But here's the thing. Our devices can be amazing tools for connection, learning, and entertainment, but they can also become these sneaky little vampires sucking up our energy, time, and focus. And when we're struggling with depression, that kind of drain can feel extra heavy. So how do we reclaim our mental space without feeling like we're sacrificing all the good stuff? Here are 5 golden nuggets to help you set those tech boundaries. 1. Audit your app usage. Think of this as a digital detox checkup. Most smartphones have built-in tools to track your screen time. Take a peek and be honest with yourself which apps are consuming the most hours. Are they truly adding value to your life, or are they just mindless scrolling traps? 2. Schedule tech-free zones. This could be your morning routine, dinner time with loved ones, or even an hour before bed. Make it a ritual, something you look forward to because you know it's going to nourish your soul, not deplete it. 3. Curate your feed. Social media can be a double-edged sword. It can connect us and inspire us, but it can also trigger negative comparisons and feelings of inadequacy. Be intentional about who you follow. Choose accounts that uplift you, make you laugh, or offer valuable information. Unfollow anyone who leaves you feeling drained or envious. Remember, your feed should be a source of positivity, not stress. 4. Embrace the power of no. This one is huge. It's okay to decline notifications, turn off those endless work emails after hours, and say no to attending every digital event. Protect your time and energy. You are in control of your digital life, not the other way around. 5. Find offline alternatives. Rediscover the joy of reading a physical book, taking a walk in nature, having face-to-face conversations, or pursuing hobbies that don't involve a screen. These activities can be incredibly grounding and help you reconnect with yourself and the world around you. Think about it. When was the last time you felt truly present, unplugged from all the digital noise? Can you remember that feeling of deep relaxation, focus, and connection with yourself or others? Let's bring those moments back into our lives. Let me tell you a story. I used to be a notorious phone addict. I'd wake up checking notifications, scroll through social media during meals, and even sneak in a quick peek while brushing my teeth. One day, I was feeling particularly drained and realized how much time I was spending lost in the digital abyss. It hit me like a ton of bricks. I was missing out on real-life experiences because I was too busy being glued to my phone. So, I made a conscious decision to set boundaries. I started by designating tech-free zones, no phones during meals, and an hour before bed. I also began scheduling digital detox days where I would completely disconnect from all devices. It wasn't easy at first, but over time, I noticed a huge difference. My anxiety levels decreased, my focus improved, and I started to feel more present and engaged in the world around me. Remember, setting boundaries with technology is not about depriving yourself, it's about creating space for what truly matters. Your mental well-being, genuine connections, and enriching experiences. Take small steps, be patient with yourself, and celebrate every victory along the way. So, my beautiful listeners, are you ready to reclaim your digital life and unlock a world of greater peace and joy? Remember, you have the power to choose how technology serves you. Make it work for you, not against you. Share your thoughts, experiences, and any tech boundary tips you've discovered in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community where we can inspire each other to thrive. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.